Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Cayman lowers the flag today to start the official observation for a recently passed former parliamentarian. The governor, deputy governor, and other top civil servants and elected MPs gathered at the government administration building this morning to honor the life of Austin Harris Jr., who passed away on the 27th of January. Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson.
We're all shocked to hear of the passing of Mr. Harris, gone too soon. But he can be proud of the contribution that he made. It is not easy to stand up and run for office and be accountable to our people. And I think blessed that we live in a country where we recognize past service, where we recognize sacrifice, and we are able to lower the flag in recognition of the life that he lived.
He was an elected representative. It's different from the civil service, but we're all part of the same team.
Part of the same team, and I have fond memories of working with him. He was a driver for all things Cayman.
Mr. Harris served as the Member of Parliament for Prospect from 2017 to 2021 and was also known as a radio talk show host. He'll lie in state tomorrow, the 20th of February, in Parliament from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. His official funeral would take place this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Church of God Chapel in Georgetown. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Cybercrime Investigation Team is warning the public about a malicious PDF currently being sent from a compromised email address. The document includes a fake View PDF link, which secretly installs malware when clicked, and some local systems have already been affected. Residents and businesses are urged not to click on links in unexpected attachments and to verify senders using trusted contact details and to disconnect from the internet and call IT support immediately if they have already opened the file. Businesses are also advised to alert staff and review email security procedure as police urge everyone to remain vigilant with unsolicited electronic communications. The government has delayed the start of Cayman's new immigration fee regime and is now inviting the public's input before the changes take effect. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Immigration Transition Fees Regulations 2026 were previously approved and had been expected to come into force on March 1st. That commencement date has now been postponed, and government has opened a two-week public consultation before the higher immigration application fees are implemented. The Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration says this is the first major update to fees in more than 15 years. While work permit fees themselves were not changing, the application fees would be. A new tiered system would set the fees between $150 and $500, depending on the level of underlying annual work permit fee. Permanent residency application fees for people who have lived in Cayman for at least 8 years would range from $1,500 to $5,000, with additional charges for dependents and options for express processing. Government says the new structure aims to ensure immigration processes are used appropriately and to help fund the infrastructure and services needed by a growing population. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Members of the public have until the 5th of March to review the Draft Immigration Transition Fees Regulation 2026 and to submit comments through the government's consultation portal at publicconsultation.gov.ky. To the courts, the Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has dismissed the appeal of conviction brought by Dwayne Robin Thompson. Thompson was convicted in August 2024 for his role in the robbery of the Diamond International Jewelry Store in March 2023, during which the culprit stole more than 195 individual pieces of jewelry valued at over $300,000. He was found guilty of possessing an illegal firearm, robbery, and possessing ammunition, and was sentenced to 11 years and 6 months in prison. The case was heard over 9 days before then-acting Justice of the Grand Court, Justice the Honorable Ben Tonner. Thompson's appeal argued that the conviction was unsafe due to questions raised by the jury during the trial, which his counsel claimed were not properly addressed by the judge. The first note from the jury asked to speak with the judge without the presence of either the prosecution or defense counsel. The jury was brought into the courtroom, the note was read into the record, and the judge informed them that such a meeting would not be possible. He then invited the jury to clarify any concerns. The jury later sent a second note stating they no longer required assistance and were ready to proceed. Defense counsel argued that the judge should have pressed the jury further to ensure no external influences had affected their deliberations. Acting Justice Tonner adjourned the matter overnight to consider whether further directions were necessary, and later that night informed counsel that he would not seek additional information from the jury in order to preserve the privacy of the jury room, but would reinforce in his summation that verdicts must be based solely on the evidence. The judge delivered those directions before the jury retired to deliberate, and ultimately they returned guilty verdicts. A three-member panel of the Court of Appeal, the Honorable Sir Richard Field, Right Honorable Sir Jack Beatson, and Right Honorable Sir Anthony Smellie, ruled that Acting Justice Tonner had followed the correct procedure established in English case law, including Rex and Gorman, and APJ and Regina. They found his decision not to press the jury for further details was appropriate and that his directions were clear and thorough. The Court of Appeal dismissed the appeal, ruling the trial was fair and the conviction and sentence of 11 years and 6 months remain safe. Ruel Sill has entered a plea in connection with an illegal firearm charge stemming from his arrest earlier this year. Mr. Sill was detained alongside Mason Cook on the 11th of January along Selkirk Drive in Red Bay. Appearing in the summary court earlier this week via video link from HMP Northward, Mr. Sill pled not guilty to possessing an illegal firearm. He's not yet entered a plea to a separate charge of going equipped to steal. The matter is scheduled to be addressed on the 10th of March, when a trial date for the firearm charge is expected to be set. His co-accused Mason Cook is also due to appear in court on the 10th of March to enter pleas, and he remains on bail until then. Mr. Sill continues to be held at HMP Northward. Arielis Carter Ramirez has entered not guilty pleas to charges of disorderly conduct, causing fear or provocation of violence, assault occasioning actual bodily harm, and common assault. The charges relate to an incident on the 14th of May last year in West Bay during a dispute with a woman known to Ms. Ramirez. It's alleged that during the argument, Ms. Ramirez left the location and later returned carrying a machete. She's scheduled to stand trial in April and remains on bail until then. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News.
I think the thing that's most striking to me is how you're trying to manage the balance between an expanding population and a finite resource.
Little Cayman's logistical constraints are shocking the visiting UK delegation. A parliamentarian who arrived a day early to visit Little Cayman says the airport's condition and resources scarcity are undeniable.
Understanding that it might be days without water, for example, or food coming in. Hearing the extraordinary pride that people have for that island, and also their legitimate concerns about its future.
But citing extraordinary pride of residents, the delegation is promising to back a major UNESCO protection application for the island back in London.
As soon as we get back, I will be writing to the Secretary of State saying that I absolutely support their application. It is without doubt an outstanding world treasure and needs to be looked after as such.
The letter will urge the island to be, quote, looked after as global priority. The Chamber of Commerce is launching its 2026 Cayman Clean campaign for Earth Day. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
If you want to see your team in the official 2026 Earth Day shirts, you have less than 72 hours to act. The Chamber of Commerce is set this Friday, February 20th, as the hard deadline for production supplies. The logistical engine behind Cayman's biggest cleanup is revving up now for the April 18th event. The Chamber is aiming to coordinate over 3,000 volunteers to flood beaches and coastal areas across all three islands. Chamber CEO Will Pinot says this annual tradition is a cornerstone of our national brand, adding that one of the top comments by visitors is how clean our islands are. Our community keeps our islands clean, and it begins with each one of us. The initiative is part of the Chamber's advocacy for advancing the quality of life. A mission events coordinator, Emily Sintorn, says is a beautiful reminder of what happens when the community comes together. However, she warns that without an immediate RSVP, teams may miss out on essential materials. In the latest statement from the Chamber, Emily said this Friday is the final production deadline. We need to ensure shirts, totes, and kits arrive in time for our volunteers to complete packing well ahead of the event. Major sponsors like the Ministry of Health and DART are already on board. For businesses and civic groups, the Chamber says joining now ensures your logo and your team are part of the effort to protect Cayman's natural beauty. You can find all of the registration and sponsorship forms at caymanchamber.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Fancy a quick trip to Panama for the Easter? The national airline says it's got the hookup. Cayman Airways has additional flights between Grand Cayman and Panama to, quote, meet stronger customer demand for travel during the peak Easter season.
These additional Easter flights complement CAL's existing Panama schedule so that even more customers can plan a fun getaway over the holiday or visit with family and friends.
Cayman Airways Limited Olivia Scott says the extra flights will run from the 2nd of April to the 7th. For more information, head to caymanairways.com. Department of Environment shark researchers draw a standing room only crowd at the Ambassador of the Environment Center at the Ritz-Carlton, where they hosted a shark dissection to determine its cause of death. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller was there and brings us this report.
This is the intestine here, and then this is the stomach.
About 60 people oohed, aahed, and covered their noses as they watched and worked alongside the Department of Environment's resident shark expert, Dr. Joanna Kohler, as she tried to uncover the mystery of what killed an otherwise healthy six-month-old lemon shark. And let me tell you, the demonstration was a hit.
What did you think of the necropsy?
Good. I mean, it's very cool.
I thought it was really cool.
What about the smell?
It smelled really bad.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
All right, you were one of the older kids here. What did you think?
I think it was really interesting. It smelled terrible, but it was really cool, so I liked it.
This isn't the first time the DOE has hosted this kind of event, which is designed to help share important information about Cayman's shark population and show kiddos just how cool marine biology can be. Dr. Kohler.
It was awesome. We had so many people, and especially the kids. They were helping us identify if it was a boy or girl shark, and with all the other things we did. Took measurements and I had a really great time.
And you figured out what happened?
I figured out what happened. Cause of death was fishing activity. Fishermen caught it accidentally, released the hook, but the hooks got stuck in the throat. And this way the shark couldn't get rid of it. And then they usually die. So that's what happened.
And how can we avoid that in the future?
By using non-stainless steel circle hooks. Those hooks usually end up being hooked by the corner of the mouth. And this way, even if you just cut the line, the shark will survive.
And you'll be able to catch an edited version of the shark necropsy, which is an animal autopsy, by heading to the DOE's YouTube channel. Reporting for Radio Cayman News from the Ambassadors of the Environment, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. That's your latest evening news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great evening.